Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited, KFTL, and the University of the West Indies, UWI Centre for Marine Sciences, have partnered to undertake a major cleanup exercise on Refuge Key. Stay tuned to hear about the impact of the project on the ecosystem and the livelihoods of the fisherfolk in Port Royal. The Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited has launched several initiatives as part of plans to revitalize the flourishing flora and fauna around the Kingston Harbour. One such project is the cleanup of Refuge Key, a mangrove island in the middle of the Kingston Harbour and a popular site for migratory birds.
You have parrot birds, you have pelicans, and even though they prefer over here, there is a problem that they have to deal with.
Social impact specialist at the KFTL, Chanel Fingal Robinson, says the project was started following consultations with the Port Authority of Jamaica, the National Environment and Planning Agency, as well as the Ministry of Agriculture's Fisheries Division.
So the total investment that we've made into this Refuge Key restoration project is $110,000. We formed a technical working group where we also invited UWI, Center for Marine Sciences, and three projects actually came out of that initiative, three project proposals. The first one is the cleanup and mangrove restoration of Refuge Key.
She adds that the initiative is well needed, as the continual flow of solid waste onto the mangrove island is affecting the birds, who sometimes mistake the trash for food. The mangrove forest itself has also been suffering for decades due to the buildup of trash.
In certain areas, from the shoreline to about 20 meters in, at different points, we can see where the garbage really stretch out and create a berm or a blockage. So you can really have, in terms of hydrology, water getting in on the quay and running back off at low tide. We weren't seeing any of that. But with the cleaning and so forth, we've been seeing it afterwards.
UWI Port Royal Marine Lab's Coastal Forestry Nursery Technician Paul Kisson. So far, over 4,200 bags of garbage have been collected across more than half of the quay, and the cleanup will continue throughout February.
Refuge Key has never been cleaned before in history, so it's actually the first ever cleaning. But so far, we've seen a lot of solid waste on Refuge Key, a whole lot. Even 30 meters approaching the quay underwater, there's so much lying on the seagrass bed before you enter onto the quay itself.
There are some 23 gullies that empty into the Kingston Harbour. Solid waste, improperly disposed of on land, makes its way to the mangrove forest. Prior to the intervention, garbage could be seen on every inch of the island.
Styrofoam, tires, refrigerators, fabric, fishing net, fishing lines that persons don't dispose of in the right manner. And also a lot of plastic bags, the wet stuff that's actually killing or harming most of the pneumatophores. And those are the breeding routes for the black mangroves and white mangroves.
Plans are also underway to replant mangrove seedlings and establish a barrier around the island to prevent further damage. Social behavior change also forms part of the intervention work, with residents living in surrounding communities getting in on the action.
We started in January, and so far we've completed 3 weeks of cleaning with 23 persons, residents, or fishers from Port Royal being out there on the quay, them knowing the value of the area itself and what it contributes to the wider area in terms of fishing. But what we've seen since we've been on there, when we came out on day one, it's kind of like a landfill.
Both human and animal beneficiaries are already enjoying the positive impact of the team's work, and more economic opportunities are opening up.
These fishers, they will own it because they say that it can generate additional income. There are a lot of guys on the front that carry persons to and from Lime Key, and now tying in Refuge Key as a point where they can do bird sighting. They can actually look at it as a gold mine as well, not just trips to and from Lime Key, but carrying persons out there, tourists and also locals, to do bird viewing.
The KFTL has already started preliminary work on the restoration of coral reef, which should come on stream in the coming months as the rehabilitation of the ecosystems of the harbour continue. After the Refuge Key project is complete, minor garbage relief work will take place occasionally to ensure the sustainability of the cleanup efforts. With the help of everyone on the mainland, man, woman, boy, and girl practicing responsible disposal, the island's wetlands will continue to thrive for generations to come.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.